Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand, created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Sometimes the best things in life really are free. At least that's what the new online music store Spiral Frog wants you to believe. The online startup Spiral Frog has cut a deal with Universal Music to make the Universal catalog available for free, legal downloading in the U.S. and Canada. Now, Universal's catalog includes some musical heavyweights like Gwen Stefani, U2, and this band, The Roots. Here to give us some background on the deal is Ina Fried. She is senior writer for CNET News, the online computing and technology news service. Ina, it's good to talk with you again.
Good to be here.
So, unlike iTunes, which charges music per track or other subscription services, Spiral Frog, as I understand it, is going to rely on advertisers so that users can download music for free. Is this a new business model, and if so, can it work?
It is a new business model, and, you know, it certainly harkens back to a lot of things that were promised back in the bubble days, you know, that we were going to get everything for free. You know, furniture, everything was going to be ads-funded. We're seeing a resurgence of this notion that advertising can pay for everything. In fact, advertising does appear that it can pay for some things. Music is a question mark.
Well, if you're able to download things for free and you have this enormous catalog, I mean, Universal is one of the four majors, and I understand that Spiral Frog is already pursuing the other three major labels for their catalog as well. If you have this vast array of music that you can download for free, I can't imagine having that much advertising to pay for all of that.
Well, I mean, you have to think of it similar to the subscription services, because what they're offering you is an unlimited number of downloads, but the music itself is time-limited. You have to go to the site every month. So it's more like the subscription services, which typically charge about $15 a month. So the question is, can they recoup approximately that in advertising revenue? And that would seem to be a pretty tall order.
So how many ads do you have to watch while you're downloading? I mean, do the songs download real slow? So then you have to sit through a whole... I mean, I realize we're still a ways away. The thing was just announced today, and it's supposed to start in December, right?
I mean, I think that'll be an interesting question, is whether they have to tinker with that and how quick the downloads are. I mean, the idea that you can just get enough ad revenue for the time it takes you to normally download music would seem to be a little bit of a stretch. So, you know, it's a question mark how quickly those songs will download. You know, their premise is, you know, we want to have engaging music content and to have people just sort of want to be on the site. But, you know, a lot of sites are trying that without giving away music and having a tough time paying for their costs.
Right. Ina Fried is with me. She's senior writer for CNET News. We're talking about Spiral Frog, this online startup. Who or what is Spiral Frog? Is Universal Music going to have some kind of financial stake in the success of this project?
Well, they definitely have a financial stake in the success of it. I don't know that they have a financial stake in the company. I talked with one of their executives today. He said that the company's raised somewhere above $10 million through investment. They wouldn't say who their investors are. As far as Universal, I think, you know, it's a small bet by them, essentially, in this model. We've seen EMI do a similar deal with a different startup. I think the record companies want to pursue things that both are legitimate, give them revenue, and compete with piracy. And, you know, free competes better with free, probably, than the paid services. So I think they have a stake in it. You know, they're going to share in the advertising revenue. From talking to people familiar with the deal, they're also going to get an upfront payment. So, you know, they're going to get some money ahead of this whether or not the ad model pays off.
Okay.
And they're trying it out. You know, I've heard that it's a 1-year deal, so, you know, they'll see how it goes.
Now, the looming specter of Apple casts a shadow over this whole thing. I mean, everybody wants to know, can anybody compete with iTunes? Do you think that this model is something that could, compete with the iTunes juggernaut?
Well, when you look at who's competing with Apple, you know, it's still really a question of, do you want basically the Windows Media technology or Apple? Because the stuff that you buy off any of the Windows stores, whether it's for free or paid or subscription, doesn't play on the iPod. And the stuff that Apple sells doesn't play on the other players. So it's still this Apple versus the rest of the world. Now, for the time being, everyone seems to be going, or the vast majority of people seem to be going the Apple route.
Mm-hmm. So Microsoft has announced that they're launching this Zune thing, the so-called iPod killer, which will offer music download and music players to play the downloads. MTV has Urge, its subscription service with a downloadable music player and videos and stuff. Are any of them making any kind of headway?
You know, they're getting some interest. There are people that are trying them out, but the large numbers are still going Apple's direction. I think this will be interesting because, you know, free is a different price. And
yeah.
Subscription music has not seen huge numbers, but, you know, free is different than $10 or $15 a month.
All right, well, Spiral Frog and Universal made this announcement this morning. It's possible that other major labels will follow since Spiral Frog is pursuing them as well. They've announced they're going to launch in December. I guess the run-up to Christmas was very much in their minds.
Definitely, and I think, you know, there'll be more players on the market for the holidays that will also work with this service.
All right. Ina Fried is senior writer for CNET News, and you can read her piece about the agreement by visiting our website, the Soundcheck page, at WNYC.org. Ina, nice to speak with you again. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, if you thought the Fab Four did it all on their own, think again. We'll speak with Jeff Emerick, the recording engineer who worked with the Beatles on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Abbey Road, and Revolver. He'll tell us how he pushed the boundaries of music technology. And speaking of pushing the boundaries of music technology, a live performance by musician and inventor Bradford Reed on his one-of-a-kind instrument called the Pensolina. If you missed something during the show or want to hear it again, it's all archived on our website, the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. Parts are available as a podcast. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Brian Wise and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from the estimable Patrick Rivers. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here at New York Public Radio. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.